Dear Father, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ, first of all, I would like to offer greetings from the Apostolic Nuncio, Archbishop Christophe Pierre, who unfortunately could not attend this year's assembly. As you know, the Apostolic Nuncio is the Holy Father's personal representative in the United States, and on his behalf, I wish to assure you of Pope Francis' personal closeness and his good wishes and blessing for this assembly. I'm very happy to be with you for this National Assembly of the Council of Major Superiors of Women Religious. As you reflect on the theme commissioned to announce the mercy of God, the beating heart of the gospel, I wish to thank Sister Marie Bernadette Thompson for her kind invitation, as well as Mother Agnes Mary Donovan and your board of directors. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. The Hebrew word for vanity, hebel, means breath. It is a metaphor for life and for reality. It is all like a breath. Everything seems provisional, unstable, small, and vain. The author, in his pessimism, asks, what profit has man for all the labor which he toils at under the sun? He answers his own question, nothing. He gives a warning that life and work should not be understood as a project or a product, which will be no more than a breath. Sometimes we feel that way after laboring day after day, week after week, year after year in the Lord's vineyard. At times, even in the midst of faithful service, we wonder, is it all for nothing? Of course, the author does not want to destroy the desire to live, nor does he want to thwart or frustrate the search for happiness. Rather, he wants to warn us that life passes like a breath. Despite our modern claims of strength, power, and human effort. Nevertheless, despite the passing of all things, and that at times it seems like there is nothing new under the sun, life remains beautiful. But what makes life beautiful? Qehelet suggests that creation is condemned to a perpetual movement, just like the wind moves in every direction, a perpetual movement toward growing old and decaying. What, or rather who, makes things new? It is Christ. Pope Francis, in concluding the year of consecrated life, said, consecrated men and women are called first and foremost to be men and women of encounter. Vocation, in fact, is not motivated by a project that has been planned at the drawing table, but by the grace of the Lord who comes to us through a life-changing encounter. Those who really meet Jesus cannot stay the same as before. He is the novelty that makes all things new. He who leaves this meeting becomes a witness and makes the meeting possible for others. He also becomes a promoter of the culture of encounter, avoiding a self-referential attitude that causes one to remain closed within oneself. Yes. Christ makes things new. We have new life in Him and through His Spirit. The Spirit of God is different from the wind that moves through the air. It is the Spirit who hovered over the waters at the dawn of creation, who breathed life into Adam's nostrils, who spoke in a whisper in the gentle breeze to Elijah, and who, to quote the psalmist, renews the face of the earth. The wisdom of Qohelet lies not in his pessimistic worldview, but in reminding the people of our day of our own limits. All speech is labored. There is nothing one can say. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. In his worldview, even the remembrance of the past will disappear. There is a monotony in a world without the divine, dependent only on human words, ideas, and efforts. Even King Herod, with all his power, finds this sort of life dissatisfying. He asks, "Who then is this about whom I hear such things?" And Luke continues, "And he kept trying to see him." Is not the outlook of Qohelet similar to the men and women of our day, forced to work, but who, without God in their lives, find life tiresome? How many, burdened by their sinfulness, bad decisions, or poverty, have lost hope? This is why your theme to announce the mercy of God and why you are so important. When a person sees and experiences Christ in your words and actions, God becomes ever more visible as the Father who is rich in mercy. All is not vanity. There is new life in Christ. Your witness to Christ is a prophetic one. Recall the words of the Holy Father as he concluded the year of your consecrated life. Consecrated persons are called to be a concrete and prophetic sign of God's closeness, of this sharing in a condition of fragility, of sin, and of the wounds of man in our time. All forms of consecrated life, each according to its characteristics, are called to be in a permanent state of mission. Returning to Herod's question, "Who then is this about whom I hear such things?" He is not merely man, rather he is true God and true man. Jesus himself quotes Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I make all things new." He is the one whose love is stronger than death, who offers new life to the sinner. In announcing the gospel of mercy, you will be announcing the person of Jesus Christ, the one who, on the evening of the resurrection, breathed not an ordinary breath, but the Holy Spirit of God upon the apostles. Receive the Holy Spirit. While he gave a specific commission for the binding and loosing of sins to the apostles, by instituting the sacrament of penance, the whole Church is engaged in this mission of reconciliation, of saying to those who live in fear or at the peripheries, "Peace be with you." In his letter calling the announcing the Jubilee of Mercy, Pope Francis wrote, "Mercy is the very foundation of the Church's life. All of her pastoral activity should be caught up in the tenderness she makes present to believers. Nothing in her preaching and in her witness to the world can be lacking in mercy. The Church's very credibility is seen in how she shows merciful and compassionate love." In a very real sense, the Jubilee year of mercy is entrusted to consecrated persons who often are the first to move God's heart to pour out an ocean of mercy on a daily basis. allow me then to conclude by expressing gratitude for your vocations and your efforts to announce the mercy of God. May the Spirit of God come upon all gathered here, so that together we may renew the face of the earth. Amen.